بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. قرآن کریم ریویل ٹو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان ارلی ڈیز آف ریولیشن، وین ایور ریولیشن کم، اللہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یوز ٹو ریپیٹ اٹ امیڈیٹلی آفٹر دیٹ. مینی اے ٹائم ٹرائی ٹو ریپیٹ اینڈ ایگزیجریٹ لاٹ just to take lots of pressure, no worry that he must not forget the revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat that O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ta'ajal bihi lisanaka, that do not worry. إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه. والله نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم do not worry, do not hasten in reciting after revelation come down immediately. We will make sure we get it to your memory, we'll gather every bit of the Quran Kareem. We will protect it, we'll make you remember it. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as soon as the revelation come, he knew without worry of repeating it and not forgetting. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to recite to Sahaba Kiram Ridwan Ajma'in, Ridwan Allah Ta'ala Ajma'in, teach them the words of the Quran Kareem. And so much virtues and the targheeb given for memorizing the Quran Kareem that they used to compete with one another. Even the women folk, there's so many who had zeal and shauq for learning Quran Kareem, memorizing Quran Kareem. Many of them, when they get married, proposal come, getting married, they ask, what dowry you want? So no, our husband must teach us Quran Kareem. That we accept as a dowry. That was more than all the money. That shows the priority in their life, the muhabbat and the shock they had. Today, you'll find they're asking for gold bangles, rings, this, that, and so many other things. Gold. But those days, they were in more need than today's brides. But still they never ask for anything. If they ask, that they must promise that they are going to teach us Quran Kareem. Lots of Sahaba Kiram, they learn Quran Kareem to the memory. Khulafa Rashidin, the four Khalifa, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Saad radiallahu anhu, حضرت ابن نعمان رضی اللہ عنہ، ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، ایون امن و منفوق حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، حضرت حفصہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، حضرت ام سلمہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، اینڈ مینی مور ہو میمرائزڈ قرآن کریم ٹو دیئر میموری. اللہ تعالیٰ گیو دیم آلسو ویری گڈ میموری. عربز ہیو گیون ویری گڈ میموری. Until today also, They used to remember thousands of poems. They used to like poetry. Thousands of poems used to remember their heart. Even the horse, like today's, is a cars. Those days, cars was a horse. They remember the horse's lineage for years and years backwards. Where this horse come from, progeny, lineage, mother, father, back. Even the young girls, as age of 7, 8, 9, 10, they used to say the poems of a great poems just while they playing. Like today's people who connected to the outside deen, they will sing songs. Those days, while they're learning, while they're playing, they will read ashar poems. So the same memory was used for Quran Kareem, memorizing Quran Kareem. Then Nabi told Sahaba Kiram to write also. But those days there was no printing press like today. They used to write whatever they get. There was no papers available so much like today. So they used to write on the leaves of the tree. Even the dry skin, they used to write on it. Bark of the khajur tree, bamboo tree, even the animals' bones, they used to write, and they keep it preserved. Ayat of the Quran Kareem is by them. That's how they preserve Quran Kareem. Great sacrifice was made to preserve the Quran Kareem. Time came, that time it was not like book form like today. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu made an effort and put it all one place from everybody, whoever had the ayats. Obviously they had it to the memory also. But to confirm and reconfirm and reconfirm, because obviously it's not a small thing, it's not just any ordinary kitab, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find in the Quran the paras, there are 30 paras, 30 siparas in the Quran. Alif Lam Mim, Sayakul, Tilka Rusulu. So like there are 30 siparas in the Quran. This is all the knowledge we must have about our kitab. Quran is our kitab. Quran Kareem has 7 manzils. If every page you'll find at the bottom, is then the manzil, 7 manzil. How it becomes 7 manzil? Till today many will read alhamdulillah 7 manzil. Sahaba Ajma'in, generally common, most of the Sahaba and most of the Tabi'in, their habit was, they used to complete Quran every week. So they have fixed the portion daily. 5 to 6 paras every day. So they fix the portion every day, so by end of the 7th day the Quran is complete. So that distribution of the siparas in the 30 parts, manzil is the 7 parts. So every day you read so much, then end of 7th day you will finish the Quran. So they used to finish Quran weekly. Generally, most of the Sahaba, generally this was the very few who will not complete, because this is the love for the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala bless us also. Then you'll find the rukus. Ruku in the Quran Kareem, there are 540 rukus. Every page or every second page you'll find small ayn written there. That is a ruku. This is was made easy, so the people, when the reading Tarawih, performing Tarawih, and every day you're reading in the Tarawih, 20 rakats Tarawih you're reading from the first night you start, then 27th you'll be able to finish it. 540 rukus. In every rakat, every night you read one ruku. Every rakat. So by end of 27th night you will finish the whole Quran. This is also one of the proof that from those days Tarawih is 20 rakats. Nowadays lots of our people, they ask sometime when Ramzan come whether we have to read 20. We can do shortcut. Dunya, we don't do shortcut. So for Jannat, for Akhirat, why we look for shortcut? Is once a year. And once opportunity, we don't know whether we're going to see. So many were with us in Ramzan. Before even halfway to Ramzan, already so many gone. What guarantee we have? So whatever we get, make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do as much we can. Quran Kareem has a system to read, not anybody just read anyhow, anyway. Because it's Arabic, we don't understand. But if we're not reading correctly, then we can change the meanings. That's why many, many places you'll find is a reminder that it's danger, be careful. Certain place you stop, certain place you don't stop. Certain place you have to stop, certain place you cannot stop. In certain ayat, two signs of stop come. One place you stop, other one you don't stop. So that's all goes with learning. While we're learning lots of other things, make time for learning the Quran Kareem, how to recite, where to stop, where not to stop. Lots of people say, no, it's just the Arabic, so we're reading. No, Quran is such that you have to learn word by word, heart to heart, face to face. You can't, it's not like other language books, because this is Kalam of Allah Ta'ala, came direct to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught himself to Sahaba, Sahaba themselves taught face to face, heart to heart. Tabi'in, continue to be tabi'in, all our satiza to us, and continued further. Without ustaz, very, very difficult. Even if the person learns, will not be able to fulfill the right of the Quran Kareem. Therefore, very important, while we make time for everything else, make time for Quran also, and for the learning Quran Kareem also, that how to recite. Even if we learnt when we in the madrasa, lots of time we forget. Everything you need, the polish, brush, refresh. So Quran Kareem also same. We must try and go by people who knows Quran Kareem, master in the Quran Kareem, whether I'm reading right. Lots of time we think we're reading right, but we're reading wrong. When you become Hafiz, early age, alhamdulillah, then we went to madrasa, alim course, and I yet performed Tarawih also. 2, 3, 4 years performed Tarawih already. 20 rakats. So how many times you did Surah Fatiha? Hundreds of times already. But when we go to the ustaz, in alim class, the ustaz, a special master in tajweed, master of Quran. So Hafiz says, you came to do tajweed, says, okay, read Surah Fatiha. Read Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha sahi nahi. Surah Fatiha is not right. And yet we read the whole Quran so many times. It took 6 months to just correct Surah Fatiha. And every day, Saturday to Thursday, only Friday holiday. Every day. When period you go there, sahi nahi hai. Not correct, not right. Correct it. Now, Saad won't tell you what you make you find your mistake, ask somebody what's your mistake and correct it. And just one letter, Allah, no, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, over a month just to rectify one letter. One letter only, one of 29 Arabic alphabets, one. So it's not just that person starts reading Allah's Kalam. You have to take it serious. First surah in Quran al-Kareem is Surah Fatiha. Many of us, and all of us, read Surah Fatiha. Before we read Surah Fatiha, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. While we're on the topic, sometime we hear people reading in the namaz. We are Hanaf, we are Hanafis. We follow the Imam. When we are reading namaz behind the Imam, we don't read Surah Fatiha in the Surah. You start Inni Wajjahtu Wajhiya Lilladhi before you start your namaz. You make your intention, whatever namaz you're doing, whether 2 rakat of Fajr or 4 rakat of Zuhur, behind this Imam, facing the Qibla. Allahu Akbar, say Takbir and start. Allahu Akbar, Imam say Allah, you also say Allahu Akbar. Then you read Subhanaka Allahumma, wa bihamdika, wa tabarakasmuka, wa ta'ala jadduka, wa la ilaha ghayruk. Stop. Now the Imam will read. Imam's qirat is our qirat. Sometimes unintentionally, or people don't know. So we hear sometimes people reading also Surah Fatiha, and Shafi is different. But for us, generally, we, all of us, most of us, we Hanafi. So you listen to the Imam, and it's only Sana. That's also if you join the Imam from the very beginning. Imam says Allahu Akbar, immediately we start Allahu Akbar. Before Imam starts Surah Fatiha, we must finish Sana. If the Imam already started Surah Fatiha and then we say Allahu Akbar, then you don't even read Sana. You just Allahu Akbar and follow Imam. Listen. When you go ruku, Allahu Akbar, you say Allahu Akbar, then you read your tasbih. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah al-Azim. Get from the ruku. Imam Sami'a Allah liman hamidah, you say Rabbana lakal hamd. ربنا لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا باركا فيه الله اكبر سوي الله اكبر يا تسبيح سبحان ربي العلى so that way but when we reading our own salah then we reading surah fatiha surah so when we reciting surah fatiha think of the meanings things what Allah Ta'ala is talking to us that's why inshallah we will discuss that Surah Fatiha, what Allah Ta'ala talking to us. But before actual Surah is the virtues of Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is also called Surah Al-Shifa, Surah of Cure. One time Sahaba way on a journey expedition, they passed one area, there was people came running, say, you're looking pious, holy people. Our chief got a problem. It's bitten by a snake or something and is not coming right. If you all can do something. So the Amir Sahab said, okay, read Surah Fatiha and blow. Allah Ta'ala gave Shifa. Then the king was very, the chief was very, very happy. He gave them lots of gifts, lots of hadiyas. But they were not sure whether to take it. But somehow they accepted when the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was a hadiyah from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala sent for you. But Surah Fatiha, you must have a yaqeen. Har bimari ki shifa hai. Shifa from all the sickness, Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is the greatest surah of the Quran Kareem. The sab surah mein azim tain alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Surah Fatiha is such a surah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, by Qasam of Allah in whose hand my life is, there is no other surah in the Quran al-Kareem like Surah Fatiha. Not in Tawrat, not in Injil, not Zabur, And not even the Quran Al-Karim itself, there is no other surah like Surah Fatiha. We make shukr of Allah that Allah Ta'ala made it such we all know Surah Fatiha. Allah shukr for that. Once we were in a Jamaat, we had one Arab, born Arab and born in Arab country. Not less than 85-year-old man was. Doesn't know Surah Fatiha. It took me 7 days to teach him 7 ayats of Surah Fatiha. It was old age, memory also weak. Whole day from the morning till the evening. Whole day. Over 100 times we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Whole day, learn 1 ayat. 7 days took him, learn 7 ayats of Surah Fatiha. 1 week, he learned Surah Fatiha. And yet the Arab, born Arab, but no opportunity, never had opportunity to learn. That's why we make so much shukr of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala give us opportunity from the young age, our children, they have facility to learn. Learn Quran al-Kareem, Hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And even our adults have opportunity and chance to learn. Elders, ulama kiram, hafaz, they are teaching. So try and learn, try and make time, get somebody to teach us, even not by heart, even looking inside. So at least we read our Quran al-Kareem correctly. Allah Ta'ala give us through love of the Quran al-Kareem, love of Allah, love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't forget the marhums. Allah Ta'ala grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus. All our Muslims also, those who are sickly, our brother Mohsin is still in the hospital. Hashim also in hospital, and many sick at home also. Keep make dua for them, continue making dua. And for us, don't forget ourselves. Allah protect us. Dua and dawa both. Dua and dawa. What is a dawa? Dawa doesn't mean dawa, you take medicine. No. Dawa is sadaqah. Dawa is a sadaqah. Medicine today give you more sickness. One sickness, even if it's cure, one sickness creates another 10 sickness. Side effects. Sadaqah got no side effects. And guarantee. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, apne bimaro ka ilaj karo sadaqah ke zariye. Treat your sick ones with sadaqah. You feel it's coming. Don't run for your test. How much you going to pay for it? Even that half of that and a quarter of it, give sadaqah. Because to take a test makes no difference to you and to the health. Give sadaqah, guarantee. Somebody's duas. And even nobody gives dua, Allah is watching. You followed Nabi Shah Sam's command. And nobody have to experience Allah's Nabi Shah Sam said is enough. But alhamdulillah, thousands of people experience. They're doing this ilaj through sadaqah. And alhamdulillah, yaqeen is there, Allah gives shifa, inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله
صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله، لا مالك إلا الله، لا رزاق إلا الله، لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم اهد الإنس والجان، لا هادي إلا الله، لا إله 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 إن 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 الله، محمد رسول الله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله، ولا كافي إلا الله، ولا غفار الذنوب إلا الله، ولا ستار العيوب إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، إن 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 الله، لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. هذا نورس أبناء سينا
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا مقطعين. اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت. اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت ومن الموت. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك. اللهم نسألك جنة الفردوس والنعيم. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها. اللهم نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجاء نقمتك من جميع سخطك. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سوى ما اهتدى، اللهم انا نسألك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، اللهم باقية وباقية أمرهم، اللهم انا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجزاء وسائر الاسقام، اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من عجز القصد، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من طلب الدين وقهة الرجال، اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية الشكر العافية، اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة، اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة، سبحانك ورضا وقضاء، اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما أسألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين برحمتك يا الله.